All right, folks, it's time. We've got a live in-studio performance. I'm so thrilled to have Chamber Music Amarillo back in the studio, and someone brought an instrument. Not everybody, but someone brought an instrument. So right now, we're going to first talk to Karen Logan, Executive Director, and David Palmer, the Artistic Director of Chamber Music Amarillo, two of the High Plains heroes that keeps this place extremely cool and full of amazing, masterful music on the High Plains that makes you feel closer to God, to quote Trent Reznor. How you two doing today?
Good.
Great. Great.
How are you?
Did I have too much coffee?
I think I did.
So okay.
Watch out.
Then that's a good thing. Now, you two, I wanted you to come on here and tell us a little bit about the forthcoming 2018-2019 season, which is right around the corner, starting back up in September.
Yeah, we're very excited. 21st season for us. And we're opening with an evening called Animal House, which is centered around a piece of music by Camille Saint-Saëns, Carnival of the Animals. And it's for two pianos and small chamber orchestra. And we're actually doing two performances of that because it will take place in the Fibonacci space, and we need a little bit more breathing room for the musicians. And so we'll have slightly smaller audiences over two nights for those performances. Diego Caetano and Denise Parscanlon are going to be performing on that concert. We're looking forward to having them. And there's other wonderful works, including Mozart, and a really fun piece of music by a composer named Rideout, who wrote basically a piece of music which is spoken word and violin solo about Ferdinand the Bull. So we'll be doing that as well. And we look forward to taking that program and elements of it out to showcase with young students in the community, and also possibly at the Amarillo Zoo, I think.
It's in talks.
So we're looking forward to that. Second concert is a wonderful piano trio from New York City. The Buzzwell Ooh Craft Trio. They are all major artists, American artists from really having careers that span back into the 1960s. Many performances in New York City, Lincoln Center, chamber players, for example, and then all over the country. In fact, the pianist worked with my father many, many times with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, Houston Symphony, Denver Symphony, and so we're delighted to bring them. Edith, in fact, the pianist, taught at Juilliard for many years as well. January concert is going to feature Annie Chalix Boyle playing the Prokofiev Second Violin Concerto, John Shanks playing a wonderful trombone concerto by Papa Mozart, that's Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's father, Leopold. And then we're doing a commission, actually, with Nathan Friemel from Amarillo College, who is the director of the Amarillo Master Chorale and of choral studies there at Amarillo College, is also a wonderful composer and pianist. So we'll premiere a work of his that he's writing for chamber orchestra chorus. And then he's also going to play the Beethoven Choral Fantasy that evening. We have our fourth concert is going to be a wonderful evening, is sort of celebrating parlor music, centered around a phenomenal a soprano named Twyla Robinson, who is actually, I mean, she's got a huge career worldwide, traveling all the time. And Jerome Tan, who's a fantastic pianist that teaches at Santa Barbara Music Academy of the West, who they'll be coming to share that evening with us. And then finally, the last program, we're going to feature Yevgeny Svanikov, and he and Veselin Todorov, who are both in the Harrington String Quartet, will be joined by Anna Marie Reeder, a wonderful cellist from Houston, and I get to play with these guys. We're doing the Brahms C minor piano quartet, and then Anna Marie will do the Beethoven Third Cello Sonata, and she'll also do a Bach cello suite. So that's our classical. Our jazz starts with a wonderful group of folks that'll be performing.
From Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
We've got
T.K. Conrad is coming. He's my roommate, actually, from college, but a spectacular jazz pianist. Mike Geib is coming from Oklahoma City, as is also Mark Jamario, an upright bass and drummer. And then the second concert features Jim Laughlin in his wonderful quartet performing. And then finally, the last performance will take place in the spring, and that'll feature the James Barger quartet as well. So
wow, you've this is the I don't want to say humdinger without this is a lot of stuff. This is exciting, is. And yeah. I love that you have a local composition too. That's
yeah, we're very excited about that.
I have
That's
to say,
important.
You have a job that it's very, very transparently clear that it, make good friends because they will continue to be your colleagues in the future and you can lure them into the Texas Panhandle.
That's right.
And then the rest of us get to hear all of the dirt on David from his college.
We're not going to plumb that. Now, one of the most exciting things about this forthcoming season is that you've got this incredible new instrument. And who wants to tell us about the fazioli? We've talked about it with Karen before, but let's just remind folks who maybe missed that little
piece. I love talking about the fazioli. And I come here so I can say it fun in Italian like that. We have this amazing piano. And actually, our first concert of the season is going to be a great time to feature that. We're going to have two pianos in that concert. And one will be the Fazioli 278, our brand new 9'2" concert grand piano that is the first non-educational organization. We are the first non-educational organization in the region and the state to have one of these. So it is a big deal. There's only 37 in the whole United States. So it's a big deal that we have one here in Amarillo, Texas. So you'll get to hear it then. And also on that one, David will have his personal piano, which is also pretty fantastic on that concert. We are so excited for our whole community to get to use this piano, hear this piano. You know, we sometimes have recitals with little kids coming into our space and they'll get to play this piano. I mean, what a fantastic opportunity.
Are you worried you're spoiling them?
Probably.
They're going to go back to their standard Steinways and
we'll
be
just
like,
create
what
more
is
musicians.
This garbage?
Right?
Steinways
are great.
Piano too,
that's true. That's true. We're not going to knock Steinway.
Right.
That's a good piano.
I'm going to get a phone call from the Steinway people. They're going to take me out.
They are wonderful as well. This is really a boutique instrument, and it's a very kind of exclusive thing to have. And really the goal of Paolo Fazioli, who created these, this company, was to create a pianist's piano. And that's really what this is. And so actually, we've already talked to several of our artists for this season who are excited to play on it, just because it's such a fantastic piano. We had a premiere event for kind of an exclusive invitation only event for those that helped us make this possible for our community, because really they're the ones that did this, our donors, our supporters. And so they've already heard several of our fabulous artists locally play it. And one of those is actually Diego Caetano from Emerald College, and he gets to play it again soon. So he's already, okay, can I come play it again?
Diego is live in the studio doing an actual happy dance.
He is too.
This is probably something that doesn't happen too often.
I'm there every day to practice.
He does come practice on it a lot, which we love.
Well, with great power comes great responsibility, and I can imagine that having access to this instrument is quite delightful for the local piano masters of the Texas Panhandle.
Yes, it's very exciting. We're getting a lot of new and great pianos here in the area. It's a very good time for piano.
Yeah.
And for pianists.
It's a good time to be a
panhandle
piano. It is
all over the community,
piano.
Actually, because AC has gotten some shigurus, and Diego is a shiguru artist. And then WT has been working on the Steinway, their Steinway school. And Evgeny, who's also here, is there at WT.
Did you get a piano, Evgeny?
I
Well, we have a exciting recital. I want to call it an excital because I'm excited about it. And it's this Friday at the Fibonacci Space. It's a free concert, and it's just kind of a little celebration. It's going to be Diego and Ginia.
Yes.
Evgeny is going on violin, and then Diego on piano. And it's just going to be this beautiful little sonata trio, three different sonatas. And it's open to the public, 7:30 p.m. this Friday night. And we want to encourage folks out here who are going to get to hear the Fazioli. Yes. And enjoy this music. Tell us a little bit about the concert.
Yeah, this concert's great. It's actually going to feature two new instruments. The Fazioli for Chamber Music Amarillo, and Evgeny also has a new violin.
Yeah, I come slightly modified than before.
Yeah, we have been working on this program for a semester now, and you know, polishing it. It came. We decided this program because some pieces we wanted to perform and some pieces we loved, and we thought like this was the time to feature them.
It was really simple negotiations about repertoire. I would say. Yeah. Most of the simple in my life.
Yeah, I just told like Evgeny, I'm gonna do this. Deal with it.
So there wasn't a lot of argument there.
No.
So tell us what the three pieces that are going to be performed this Friday night are.
So we are starting with Brahms' first sonata in G major, and then we are doing Mozart's first sonata in G major also. And then the second half is Fauré's first sonata in A major.
When we built repertoire, the main idea was to show different character, different sounds, so people can see a really wide amount of new colors and styles.
So the three pieces definitely complement one another.
Yes, and they are different from each other.
That's great. Well, I'm very excited. I'm sadly going to be out of town, so this is. I know that you guys sometimes record. Do you record? Okay, we're not going to talk about that. Well, you know what?
We're going to have like a camera recording of it just for us. Maybe I can send you.
I'll take my iPhone, Jenny, and get you some recording.
Yeah,
Diego, I'm going to take you up on that because I really want to see this. This is incredible. So, Diego, you're a professor at Amarillo College teaching, and Genia, you're at West Texas A&M University. Yes. So we've got the Amarillo area educational, thing totally covered with this little in studio
partnership.
I'm Amarillo Avengers.
There you go. And now the two of you actually. Both were at the St. Petersburg State Conservatory at the same time, but didn't know one another. How is that possible?
No. Yeah.
It's a small world at one point, but big from
big
another.
Big conservatory, too. Yeah, I was there for a short period, and Evgeny was doing his conservatory there, studies.
I finished my master's, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and you both landed here.
Well, we ended up here, and I looked at him. I said, I know you from somewhere. And, where do you study and this and that? And then we'll figure out where.
You're like, you were in line for the water fountain in front of me.
And I look at him and think, why do you look at me like that?
Well, I do want to also, you mentioned that you are both going on tour after this recital. Tell us a little bit about the tour.
We leave on Sunday to Brazil. We're excited to have our first tour together. So we're going to perform some concerts down in Brazil and in the capital of Brazil, Brasilia, and in Rio. And we're going to have like a short period of time in São Paulo. And the most exciting of all of that is that we're going to get to perform in Manaus, which is the capital of the Amazon state, where the big rainforest is.
Excellent.
I was never there. So
this and you're from Brazil.
Yes, I'm from Brazil.
That's great.
Born and raised, but
so you're gonna have a translator. You'll be able to get anywhere you need to go. You're gonna have all.
It's my plan.
There's nothing like going to a country where someone speaks the language, and then you don't have to feel very, very scared and embarrassed that you don't know how to communicate with someone.
Well, just learn the language.
Isn't that just easy for you now? 8 languages, Diego. Well, that's fantastic you're going on that tour. I wish you guys great travels. We are going to have some time to hear a little teaser for the concert on Friday. Did I miss anything? Any final thoughts?
Well,
we just want to say thank you so much to David, who gave us the chance to perform, and Fibonacci Space, and who help us with access, and we can rehearse here. So we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having us here.
Yes, and congratulations on the new access to instrument and full access to instrument for Jinya, who's got his new one. So here we go. What are we going to hear?
Oh, he's going to play a short excerpt from Bach.
Yes, it's a Bach E major partita. I decided that it's like 11. It should be something positive because people have a long work week. So,
okay, something positive for the long work week, folks. Some Bach.
Partita E major.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. absolutely gorgeous. Excellent. That was Yevgeny Zvonikov, and that was on violin, not fiddle, as I called it earlier. And we had Diego Caetano. He's going to be playing piano. Don't miss the concert this Friday, August 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at Chamber Music Amarillo's gorgeous Fibonacci space, 3306 Southwest 6th. I'll go ahead and post a little more information about that. It is a free concert. Just go. Just go. Thank you all so much, everybody, in unison.
Thank you.
Yay. I thought you were just going to say bye. All right. We're going to go ahead and hear some, since you're going to Brazil, let's hear a little Brasilia here. We're going to do Max Hat and Etta Glass. Chega do Saudade. Pronounce it correctly for me. Get over there.
Chega de Saudade.
Thank you so much. And they're going to be actually playing at the Metropolitan on the 21st of September. So if you're into this, go check them out.